Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, there are safety rules and things that you can do in your house that can really help keep your home safe. Fire drills and smoke detectors. I'm kind of a little bit of a nut job when it comes to these things, but as a parent, I feel like you have to be. My guest today is certainly fan favorite, Dr. David Hill, pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Hill, let's go through some of the basic home safety rules that you would give people if they needed a list right then and there to start doing today. What do you think are some of the most important things we can do to keep our homes safe?
Well, I think you have to go up by age and think about how old the child is. My favorite story is about my youngest son. When he was about 15 or 16 months old and he got himself down the stairs, I'm like, you know what? It's all secure down there. I've made everything child safe. There's nothing that could possibly happen. I'll go down there in a minute and check on it. By the time I got down there, he had pushed a chair all the way across the kitchen, climbed up to the kitchen island and pulled out a 10-inch chef's knife and a grapefruit. And he still has all of his hands and fingers, but there was a moment there when I was really like, I could not cross the kitchen fast enough. And the thing was, he got older, right? I mean, he was secure for 14 months, but not for 15 months. So part of it is to look around. If you have a small child, get down on the floor and see what your baby can see. See what your toddler can see from where they are. And you will be amazed if you're on your hands and knees what you find down there. I think about choking risks, especially when you get you got an older sibling who's got maybe the Barbie shoes, or the Lego pieces, or you know, little magnetic balls or something, and then you've got a younger child who can choke on those. Good rule of thumb: the size of your child's fingertip is also the size, little fingertip, is also the size of your child's airway. So look at your child's pinky and ask yourself, is there anything around here that's roughly that size? Because if there is, it needs to be secured away from the child. Now, as
that's
your child
great advice,
older,
and you know, I love. I think it's great advice to crawl around. And I actually, after doing this show, and maybe it was you, I did that when my kids were littler. And I crawled around on the floor to see what it was that they saw that they, you know, including dog hair you find around and climb, you know, kids get that. But when you talk about the airway, even things like baby carrots, people will give their kids baby carrots without thinking about them. And yet that is exactly the size of an airway. And that thing is impossible to get out.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So looking at their little pinky is a great idea.
We had a child in our practice who ended up in the ICU from a carrot. Because they bite off a bit of that hard carrot, and now you've got something that's airway-sized.
Absolutely airway-sized. Okay, so crawling around on the floor, having a plan, looking around, you know, looking for those little choking hazards and little Legos and pieces. What else?
You know, the next thing is furniture securing. That is something that we're emphasizing this week at HealthyChildren.org. I was watching my large-screen TV vibrate. We were jumping rope the other day. And because we're trying to be fit and healthy, you know how it is, Melanie. And I was watching the large screen TV that was on the couch just wobbling back and forth and thinking, wow, it does not take much to knock that thing over. So look at your bookshelves, look at any piece of furniture that's up against a wall, and see how secure it is. Most of these things come with a strap. Sometimes it's plastic, sometimes it's fabric, and an anchor and a screw, and oftentimes you put together the furniture and you're like, oh, what do I have this thing? And you throw it away. Don't throw that away. What that is for is to find a stud on the wall behind the furniture and strap it in place, because this is the sort of thing that it's just horrible, and you don't think it's going to happen, but when it does, you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is so easily avoidable to secure, you know, television, bookshelves, etc., against the wall so that they don't fall over.
Absolutely, and that's true. I have a TV up on a thing where my treadmill is, and it's getting fit, right, Dr. Hill? And I'm always worried it's going to fall, and if it falls, it's a big old TV with a VCR still attached, and
I am worried.
Even my kids are older. If this thing fell on them, it would kill them. So we put, like, a table underneath, and my husband bungee corded the sucker up there, and he's like, it's not going anywhere, because that is a real fear. People don't realize how easily those things can fall, and even if you're an older child, you're going to be pretty severely hurt if one of those things falls on you.
Absolutely. So that's pretty frightening. You know, while we've got the time, I don't think we could miss an opportunity to talk about storing firearms safely. The number one cause of child death from age 1 to 18 at this point is firearm-related injury, number one. And that frightens the heck out of me. So I ask all of my patients when they come in, if they have a firearm in the home, is it locked, and is the ammunition stored separately? I have been a firearm owner in the past. I have been a shooter. We have a ton of patients in our area who are hunters or military or law enforcement. But if you're going to have a firearm, please keep that thing locked. Keep the ammunition preferably locked separately.
Really good advice.
Yeah. Other things we think about? Medications, especially. A lot of people have moved back in with grandparents. You know, there are multi-generational families now, which means there are often medicines around. About 80% of household poisonings are medicines. So make sure you have the child-proof cap, make sure it's on properly, and try and keep those medicines behind a latch or somewhere that children aren't going to take them. Some look like candies, right? And so kids are going to check that stuff out. So you want to make sure that medications, other poisons, are stored away carefully. Electrical, I remember when I was a toddler, I actually did stick a fork in an outlet, which probably explains a lot about the way I am. Made a really loud pop, too. But here in our office, people look at the outlets and say there's nothing blocking them. We actually use industrial, commercial-grade, child-proof outlets that have blocks built into them. You can get those, I'm sure, at your local electrical supply warehouse. But a really good, secure outlet plug will do so that your child doesn't do what I did with the fork and the electrical outlet, because, you know, you teach them all day long, hey, here's a ship sorter. Put that thing in that other thing. Look how smart you are. Why would you put something in an outlet, right?
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, outlets, firearms, and small things, and choking hazards, you know, these are all things, you know, furniture, these are all things, Dr. Hill, that are so dangerous, and people don't even always realize them. We have about a minute and a half left. So cover what you think are the other most important home safety issues.
You know, bags, it's a lot of the things that you don't think about, but dry cleaning bags, especially plastic grocery bags, those things go over a head and suddenly you have a horrible suffocation issue. So think about that. We've talked about small objects, cords from window blinds, especially if you're in an older home. Newer blinds are supposed to not be tied together, but if you have a loop hanging from your shades or your blinds, tie that thing up way out. Consider taking a pair of scissors and making it not a loop, because strangulation from those sorts of cords is still a significant issue for kids.
And we have so many other cords besides. I've always worried about those shade cords, so I cut them. You know, now I regret some of that, but not really. But what about all the wires and things and cords with all the computers? And my goodness, the back of my desk looks like something out of a movie. What do we do about those?
There are simple things that you can buy at the office supply store, the electronics store, cord wraps, cord ties, where you can take those and make them into big bundles instead of a bunch of trippy, strangly-looking things. So go ahead. It'll actually clear your desk area up anyway. It'll look better, too. So, hey, you got two for the price of one there.
Wrap it up for us, 30 seconds, Dr. Hill.
Boy, think about how old your child is and know that just because you child-proofed your home 3 months ago doesn't mean that it's child-proof now. Look for choking risks, including the things that you're feeding your child. Look for bags. Look for electrical hazards. Please make sure that medications and firearms are stored securely where a child cannot get to them. And get down at your child's level. Get on your knees if you must. See what's over there. You will find stuff.
You absolutely will, and it's really great advice. And you can see more about home safety rules and tips at healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole, and our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Thanks so much for listening to Radio MD, and stay well.